Nate?
What up, Donovan?
We're back, and we've brought in a secret weapon. Or a
you're black,
penguin,
I'm mad.
As this would be.
I think a lot of people don't know that you're black. Stoneface, you got nothing for that. That was from Lethal Weapon 2. Donovan Berry is not black. Not that there would be anything wrong with that, Donovan.
All right, well, we brought in Dave Nelson.
Yo, Dave, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hello. Mr. Secret Penguin.
Last time you were on the show, you told us about the time that you almost got shot.
Yes.
So I am hoping for some...
Have you been shot at since then?
No.
Well, you weren't actually shot at the first time, right?
No.
There was just sort of... There was the threat. And let me tell you, that's usually enough. As far as threats go, it's pretty high up the list.
Now, see, I was just doing some calculations, and when he was on the Be a Design Cast with us, I think it was just him working for himself. And then
this is actually the third time we've had you, because if you go back to Be a Design Cast, we had all you Divi guys in.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And then when he came on last time, you had Cody working for you, so there are two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And now Secret Penguin is up to four.
Yes.
Which means at this rate, he'll have hired the entire town of Omaha in like 5 years.
Give or take. No, yeah, it's like, do you want a dollar every day, or do you want to start with a penny and then double that amount every day?
Right.
Eventually, yes, there will be more jobs at Secret Penguin than there will be people on Earth. It's not a sustainable business model, but...
Right. But thankfully, even with his busy schedule, we got him here, and I think it's partly because he's officeless right now, because you guys are like... Where are you guys working? Because your new office opens on the 15th in your new building.
Yeah.
And you just left your other one like a week ago, so you're in that limbo office land.
Yeah, so we're all working out of our houses.
Are you all working out of the same house? Like, do you guys carpool? Would you consider doing that, though? And, like, so, you know, one dude could bring in the coffee, and then, like, Cody could bring in, like... I was going to say donuts, but he doesn't strike me as the type. So, health bars... He seems like he might bring a nice, mean breakfast salad. I don't know.
Nah, he's a fan of the donut.
He's gonna smack me around.
I know what Dave would bring.
What's that? Skateboards and Red Bull. Yes.
Red Bull. Gotta love Dave in a Red Bull.
I will never forget when the Red Bull girls came to my office after the first time we had you on the show and stocked that office's... It wasn't my office. It was the office of the company I worked for at the time. Scantily clad Red Bull girls coming in. Where's Nate Boss? I'm like, yo, I guess I'm over here, but I'm scared. I did not get in trouble for attractive ladies stocking our fridge full of Red Bull. So thanks. I will thank you for that every time it comes up, really. But it's this week. We're going to be coming right back around next week, by the way, for our superb Owl II show.
Correct.
Which will be next week, assuming that this actually gets up on time.
Right.
But we have a few things to talk about today. We're going to talk about this, what is it? The iPad.
The thing we would buy if anybody had any money.
That happened. Well, let's start there. I don't know that I would buy an iPad. I would almost buy an iPad. And maybe this is going to be... the conversation of the entire show. You know, would each of us buy one, and, you know, what would it take for that to happen? I mean, number one, I think that the price is right. You know, $500 for this thing is ridiculous.
We had our research department, Chris, print off the sheet.
Yeah,
they say
appreciate
they range between $499 and $829, depending on model and if you want Wi-Fi and 3G.
Yeah. Hard drive and 3G. I would so nearly be the audience for this, but I wouldn't have a way to make a comic. So unless I have a work computer, and right now I am not in a situation where I have more than one computer. If I had a office computer where I could do content for 36 Point and, of course, you know, design jobs and illustration jobs, then, you know, and also then if I had 500 G's laying around, I'd probably get on that. But if it was going to be my only computer, and it kind of would be because it does everything else, I just wouldn't be able to do any work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my question, and Dave, I'll put this to you. With an iPhone, no one says, where's Photoshop on this thing?
Yeah.
With a, what is it, 9.5-inch monitor. Yeah, 9.7-inch monitor. at what point does this need to just do all the things that a normal computer does? Would you like to see the creative suite on this?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would, for me personally, that'd be more handy. Like, I can't justify buying one right now.
Right.
Unless I was traveling a lot and wanted to read magazines and watch movies.
Yeah.
With it, but.
Well, I think you guys are looking at it wrong. I don't see, they didn't.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah. They,
you're
this
wrong.
This isn't, I don't think this is meant to replace a computer, and I think that's the beauty of it, is that this is for somebody who, let's say, has a computer at work, but wants to go home and would like to surf and do their email at home,
right,
but don't want a computer because it feels like work. They don't want to boot up the computer even if they have one. They want to sit on the couch and surf while they watch, reruns of Chuck or something.
No, I know, yeah. And I'll tell you what, for that, I think that this is fantastic. We've got a little netbook at home that we got right when Windows 7 came out. I'll tell you, Windows 7 is just fine. It works.
Oh,
like,
that's getting edited. We don't want that those words to get out.
Last week, I hardcore defended Comic Sans, and now I'm saying Windows 7 is fine. And actually, now I haven't really used Windows since like Windows 2000 or Windows 98 or something like that. And so, if you go from that and then have 10 to 12 years in between time where you don't use Windows, and then you go on to Windows 7, it works more or less like you think that it should. So that's fine. By the way, I didn't get paid to say that, but it would be cool if we did, Microsoft.
I would disagree, which is probably why we're not getting paid.
But all right. anyway, we got a little netbook, and we haven't had it for very long, but it's wonderful. Just for checking email, getting online, watching videos. You know, I teach Thursday nights, so we don't get to watch the NBC, Community Office, Parks and Rec, which is like the best show. Actually, Community is the best show. Kind of getting off topic, and 30 Rock. So I can't watch those because I'm teaching at night. So we just come home, we plug in some speakers to that, and then next night we watch all those shows. But go ahead.
You can't watch it. Like, you can't watch Hulu or anything on the iPad.
Ooh, that's a good point.
You'd have to buy it through iTunes.
So that makes it trickier, doesn't it?
I think these are things that hopefully will get worked out. And once those, it's kind of like the first generation.
Well, and so then I must take it. And I don't have an iPhone or anything like that. But so is there no Hulu app? Is that the kind of thing that Apple would shut down?
It's called a YouTube app, but YouTube is not Hulu.
No, I know that. But why wouldn't there be a Hulu app? Would it just be because then it would totally eat away at iTunes? Is it the kind of thing that wouldn't? Because I couldn't even imagine that they wouldn't try. Dave, are you researching right now?
Yeah, he's looking right now.
Dave's pulling it up. He's going to find out.
The other thing about this is also. And this might affect you as a designer. They are not supporting Flash on this thing. And now they don't support Flash on the iPhone. So
if
of a sudden a lot of people use iPads and iPhones and it doesn't support Flash, how is that going to affect people developing for Flash?
Yeah. That is a much larger conversation.
And that a big magazine company.
Wired? Was it Wired that was running these?
How do you pronounce it? Condé Nast?
Condé Nast, yes.
Yeah, I guess they just developed this Flash magazine thing. And
snap.
But it can't be used on the iPad.
Did either of you catch the game that Steve Jobs was running on Adobe earlier this week?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then let me set the stage and let's use this to kick off the next part of our conversation. Steve Jobs, I believe, because I'm an article skimmer, not an in-depth reader, I believe was doing a question and answer period with his employees. And one of his employees raised his hand and said, yo, is there going to be Flash on this thing? We saw when you gave the presentation, the missing plugin picture popped up. And Steve Jobs, not having Flash or Adobe in general, basically called Adobe lazy and said that Flash was not on any of their mobile apps or mobile devices because it is a buggy piece of junk. And now here's the question I'll put to you guys, that HTML5 is going to replace it anyway. Thoughts?
Okay, we're going to go right to the MIG tip.
What the fuck? I just asked you for your thoughts.
Right, MIG tip first.
All right, everyone, what's up? MIG here with another design student tip. And so with all this talk about the iPad and also trying to find work in this environment, this economy, my student tip is be the first. So, as opposed to knocking the iPad for what it is and what we think it is, let's be the first to make something really incredible for it. Let's be the first to pioneer and really leverage the iPad into something that most people aren't even thinking about. And on that same token, people ask me, Mig, how did you become the social media liaison for AIGA? My answer to that? I was the first. I was the first to start up the Twitter. I was the first to start up the Facebook. I was the first to start up the LinkedIn. And so naturally, those communities grew on their own, and AIGA came up to me and said, Mig, we see what you're doing here. You want to just do it for us? So again, be the first. No matter what ideas you have floating in your head, stop thinking them, stop thinking about them, and just do them.
Okay, so no Hulu app you find?
No.
Okay.
Okay, oh, and hey, thanks, well, we're back.
That was good.
Thanks, Mig. We appreciate it. Mig's been doing those all season. He's been doing a hell of a job. So, Steve, to recap, before Donovan throws it to another break, Steve Jobs, hating on Adobe, hating on Flash, never going to bring Flash to his platforms, believes HTML5 is going to replace it anyway. Now, as web designers and developers, this should affect the both of you directly. What do you think of that?
Well, whenever we have Flash on a site, now we develop content that'll show up for the iPhone or just for a regular
A mobile device.
Just like so that. You can see the actual content, even if you don't experience the animation part.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't think it really matters.
Well, I've gotten to a point where I've found myself not working in Flash because I'll just, you know, I've learned things like how to work with Adobe Spry objects, things that'll animate on their own. That's all plugged into Dreamweaver automatically at this point, so they're really easy to use, and they're a great way to build animated menus and have transitions without having full-blown Flash animation. I've been utilizing that. So I actually don't use a lot of Flash. We were just talking before the show that I need to go ahead and teach myself Flash pretty quick here anyway, but Donovan, what about
you? See, I don't... The thing that scares me about that aspect is that the thing about Flash is that works well is for some reason people seem to keep updated on their Flash versions, and I don't know why it is. But you know, when you develop Flash, people are never like that far behind. But their HTML browser, for some reason, people are still like using IE, 4, 5. And I don't know why nobody ever does an upgrade to their Internet Explorer browser.
And I'm sure that there are probably ways to gather stats, and maybe you guys look at this stuff more than I do, but I don't think that there can be a whole lot of people out there anymore that are still using such outdated browsers.
Yeah, but using IE6 is terrible. That's been out. How long has that been out?
Oh, I don't know.
It's been a while.
Yeah. But there's already support for that is draw like Google. I think is Google Apps or something, or Chrome. I guess you guys don't read the sites as much as I do. That is just announced that they're dropping support for IE6.
Oh yeah.
Coming up. Pretty soon, I think. And
we've been putting a thing in some of our sites where if you are on IE6 or lower, then a little thing comes up at the top.
Crash your computer. Get lost, punk.
But it just takes you to the update page, just like Flash would if your Flash was out of date.
Right. That's savvy. I like that. So you don't see Flash going anywhere?
I think it already has kind of gone a little bit because now everyone has to develop second uses, like Dave mentioned. And I see that there's less requests for it than I got in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I think because people want to make sure that it works on their phone.
I want to get the app developer's take on, double the screen resolution, double the screen size. Whereas they were these tiny little things before, once people really start developing for a larger screen, I think that app development is really going to start to change and become a much more complicated thing. I would liken it to video games. When video games were Nintendo or even Super Nintendo with Sega Genesis, they were these two-dimensional, flat things. All you needed to have was a couple programmers and a couple artists, and you could make a game that could sell millions of copies.
Well, I think you're also looking at how people are going to use it, and when people are on their iPhone... It's smaller, they're going to sit there and use a small... they're not going to spend as much time as an app as if they're sitting on the couch with a giant screen in front of them where they stare at it for hours.
No, that's absolutely what I'm talking about. to finish my analogy, now an Xbox 360 game or a PlayStation game or a Wii game takes, you know, in some cases, hundreds of people and millions of dollars to develop, because that experience that is demanded of the game is so much greater. The technology that supports it is so much greater. You know, and really, this is a similar kind of development.
Now, I think what they need to do next on this thing is they need to make it so I can hook up a headset to it, and then I can replace my iPhone and just carry this around instead.
They don't have earplugs on this? They don't have a headset jack?
Well, I don't think it has a
Let's
telephone
check.
Port.
We got mad stats over here.
I mean, can
I
use this as an iPhone? Can I? Oh, yeah. Can I?
If
call
it has,
on
if
it
has
it?
A microphone, no. I think that people have already looked into this, because didn't like Google Voice get approved finally, or Skype or something?
Yeah, I think Skype.
There's something that Skype. Did, so you could actually walk around with this 10-inch phone. Rocking it like a beatbox on your shoulder. Someone tell Steve that you can rock an iPad like a beatbox. I guarantee you that man is all over it. It's going to be happening in 45 days, whenever it is that this is going to be available.
Love it.
Yeah, it would be nice if there's a camera right on the front. You could have like video conference calls on it.
There's a hole in the bezel where they could put a camera if they decide to do so. There was a story about that on Wired, and everyone was like, whoa, is there a camera in here, and they just didn't talk about it? Like, no. If there were a camera in here, they would have talked about it. But so apparently they're machining the parts so that they could very easily include a camera, but that's, yeah. And then, yeah, for video conferencing,
or laser beam.
What they really need is a camera that can be behind the screen, that can look through the screen, so that when you're having a video conference with someone, you're not always, you know, staring at their chest when you're having the conference, because camera's above. this kind of, yeah, that works great on.
I've had some awkward conferences, haven't you, Nate?
Yeah, mostly with you, sadly. So we actually had we were going to talk about getting work in this economy.
Yeah, we're
did
good.
You, Dave? I'm not sure if you knew this. The American economy, not in the best place.
I have heard.
Yes, I picked up on that actually. Somebody,
was that in the news?
I heard
think
about
CBS
that at the grocery
ran something
store.
On it.
Oh yeah, it could be. I usually get my economic advice from CBS, so hopefully they have been on top of this situation. I actually only watch Big Bang Theory and How I Met Your Mother. I don't watch news anymore. I get my news from. I used to get my news from The Daily Show. Now I just get my news from Donovan. You have to keep me up to date. Is okay. Barack still president?
Yes.
I don't know these things.
Yes.
The cold opens on Saturday Night Live. That's all I get from news. If something happened in the week, I sure as hell hope it's on there.
Okay. So how are we getting work in this environment?
I don't know.
I think that is kind of a universal thing around, isn't it?
Dave, I would be interested in I think what Donovan's getting at is, what kind of self-promotional things are you guys doing, or are you hearing about other people doing that's finding success right now?
You know, we've been picking up a few clients, and it's, we don't have a sales team, and we don't focus on that, and instead of focusing on how to do sales, like, we just focus on how to do better work. Like,
hey,
and you know, research best practices for websites and just keep ourselves
updated, modern.
Yeah. And just inspired by the things that we're already involved with, like other things outside of design. And I think that helps with our work. And so we've never wanted to be to a place where we have to sell our work. We want it to kind of sell itself, and then we just present what our capabilities are. And then from that, they can decide if it makes sense for them. And so far, it's worked out pretty well. And we try to go off like word of mouth and referral.
Yeah, I've always done that. The thing I've noticed is that everything takes longer. The sales cycle seems to take a lot longer than it did before. People take a little bit, about 2-3 times as long to get back to you. You know, it takes a little bit longer to get your deposit check.
Yeah,
you have
to
work those things into the lead time. So it's almost like you have to be in front of more people to get the same amount of work in that aspect.
I think to Dave's point, I don't know if either of you guys saw this, but just a few days ago, there was a great keynote presentation by Michael Beirut of Pentagram that was posted to the web, and I forget But we can look this up and we can post it. It was all over Twitter. It was on Quips on Under Consideration too. This great presentation by Michael Bayrud about working with clients, and one of the things that he said that he learned early on in his career, which I think to throw it back to Dave, completely reiterates what you were talking about, said that good work for good clients always leads to more good work for more good clients. Bad work for bad clients only leads to more bad work for more bad clients. So is doing good work, is that it? Is that the end all be all of how to stay afloat right now? How to find more business?
Oh, I don't know, because bad work for bad clients will still keep you in business.
Right. So
I don't think there is any one solution to any of this stuff.
Well, then let's pause it. What? No, I don't mean pause the. I mean let us venture an idea forth of what else people could do right now. Obviously, if there are, well, let me say, I was just about to say, obviously, if there are AIGA things, go to those AIGA things. But to be perfectly frank, I go to AIGA things all the time, and I hang out with my other designer friends. But you don't get business from those. So what kind of networking things can you go to where you might find clients?
I don't know. I don't go to many networking things. I always feel awkward at those places.
Yeah, okay. We could talk about feeling mad awkward at, like, Chamber of Commerce things. One, here's a pro tip.
Oh, you.
I recommend going to those, honestly, if your local chamber is putting on, like, a networking event and... You know, you can meet people at things like that, but I'll tell you what. When you roll to one of those, make sure you have a partner in crime with you. Do not roll solo to the Chamber of Commerce networking event, because unless you happen upon someone there that you already know and they can become your partner in crime, it's rough. You need a wingman at something like that. You need a wing lady. What's the female equivalent of a wingman?
Man, we're going to need people to chime in.
Chris,
we're
going to need people to chime in on that. Equivalent to the wingman. Look it up and let me know. Go to Urban Dictionary or something. There's your pro tip. Having been to a chamber thing solo, I can tell you the only people that I talked to were the guys working the vendor tables, and the only things that we talked about were the things that they wanted to sell to me. So it was not a fantastic experience. Well, like, nice you do a lot of things. Like, you do the voice,
mm-hmm.
Here in Omaha. That's the one that's coming to mind now. And that's not certainly design-focused. That's mm-hmm. community-focused.
Yeah.
So...
And you're doing a lot with... is that the downtown development stuff, or is that something else that you're doing?
Yeah, trying with to get more skate parks.
Hell yeah, let's do it. All right, what else is happening in design? We got like a minute left. We have one more minute of show time.
Before we go, let's talk about what Dave's been up to recently.
Yeah, tell us about Kung Fu Fighting.
We just launched hypermartialarts.com, and it's the guy that owns it is Roland Osborne. He was on Discovery Channel's Go Warrior.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay.
Where he traveled around and fought different martial arts masters around the world.
Yeah, I totally know the show.
So we're working with him on this company called Hyper, and it's clothing for like young martial artists. And then we're having a Hyper Games at the end of February.
Now, can skateboarders wear this too, or just martial artists?
Yeah, anyone can wear it. It's kind of based off that style.
I would imagine it is a style of clothing that broadcasts, I am one who might be able to whoop ass.
Nah.
Is the clothing... in and of itself, a challenge to other people wearing the clothing to a martial arts showdown?
No.
Like, and that's you run into a mall and you catch a guy down the line, and maybe he's wearing the same pants as you, but your pants are white and his pants are black, so obviously he's the bad guy, you're the good ninja. And is it on? Do you lock eyes, and is it instantly on?
No, it's not so blatantly like...
the TV commercial like this.
Now you guys have had a hand. You guys did the website. You guys doing the clothing design as well?
Yep, we're doing the clothing design and the everything. We're designing weapons as well. And
You just blew Nate's mind.
God damn, that's awesome. Tell me about that.
Now, pulling out the weapon in front of somebody might be a throwdown.
I don't want to hear about shoes, Dave. Tell me about the weaponry. What are you making?
Talk to Steve about shoes afterwards.
Yes. Later. We'll call Steve. We can put you on the line with him. But so are you doing like graphics for the weaponry, or are you making like a Dave Nelson...
Bow staff?
Like, you go to bow staff, I go to katana.
We will be doing nunchucks and bow staffs and... It's more.
That's awesome! I'm freaking out over here. How are your nunchuck skills? That was on the list, right? Nunchuck skills.
I used to be pretty good.
Bow staff skills. Yeah, bow staff
skills. I was a first degree black belt in taekwondo.
Hmm. Okay. So did that? I studied nunchuck was that stuff. A part of how you got hooked up on the process on this project?
No, actually,
like a previous interest and experience in the.
We did a website for Dr. Lisa, and her
Dr.
boyfriend.
Lisa, the sexy doctor, sex therapist lady.
Yeah,
that website is badass. By the way,
what's the website address for the people who want to go?
Doctor, it's spelled out DOCTOR. Dr-Lisa.com.
Yeah, all I can tell you about my experience with Dr-Lisa.com was I did not know what she was a doctor of before I went to that site, and I was like, whoa, crazy sexy doctor lady. Oh, she's a, like, really just like relationship counseling and...
OBGYN.
Yeah, was it OBGYN?
Mm-hmm.
Am I thinking of a different site?
No, that's
sexy
it.
Doctor lady with, like, the blowing curtains and mess?
Yeah.
You, right? Yeah. That's sexy doctor website.
And then
I know what
she
you
wants
do.
To be like, it's an educational site for people.
Sure, sure. Okay, so there was a connection there.
Yeah, her boyfriend is Roland Osborne.
Oh, okay.
Better be careful what you just said about her, Nate.
Whatever.
Roland's coming over with the secret penguin brain.
I'm sure he knows.
To take you down.
I don't think a guy like Roland worries about a dude like me. If I can just go ahead and be completely honest.
Okay.
Let's
have your katana ready.
So what was that URL again so we can have people check out the hotness? No, not the doctor one, but the
Hypermartialarts.com.
Hypermartialarts.com. Check out Dave's bow staff.
And how are they promoting? How are
the
they promoting? By the way, the weapons and stuff.
Those aren't done yet.
No,
we're still working on those.
They will be. This
right
show
now,
will be up in the future as well.
Well, right now we're working on the clothing, and we have different pros. They're like martial arts world champions that are a part of the company.
Can you develop a sword that lights on fire when you use it?
We could try.
Give it a shot. Or like the flaming ends of the bow staff. So when you do sometimes when you whip it around, it's all like on fire and mess. Come on, man. You can make this happen. Or at least just have it like a glow in the dark, like a lightsaber toy.
Yeah, we were talking about different things where it could glow or there's... Because right now when they do competition stuff with it...
Yeah, it's good for show, right?
Yeah, like
there's
did you see the Saturday Night Live?
Actual street combat. Yeah, with the guy from Twilight where he was...
Uh-huh. And yeah. Where it was super shiny.
Yep, yep.
So that's the kind of stuff that we develop.
Nice. Dave!
Well, next time Dave visits,
that is
he'll
tops.
Be up to, based on my
there.
Based on my calculations, you know, 4,000 employees, and they will all bring nunchucks.
Nunchaku.
Okay.
All right. Well, Dave, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Very right. fun show.
Thanks
to Mig for the tip. And we will see you
next week
for our Superb Owl special II.
Yeah, where we review some ads of some
I guess there's
going to
be some commercials
on.
I'm gonna eat wings and watch TV with some people, and then we're going to talk about it. So
one more thing.
Yeah.
You might be interested. On the Hyper Martial Arts website, the pros are going to do training videos, so if you sign up, you can learn how to use the weapons in different forms.
I'm making this happen.
I fear for myself now.
I want to see...
I blame this on you, Dave.
Are you going to...
Sorry.
Nate's going to come by with some size.
I'm going to make, like, the little metal caps at the end of the nunchucks that, you know, that crack the skulls. You got to put a little penguin. A little secret penguin. Just one. Make him a secret. Put him on the bottom. So you whack some dude, he's going to have a little secret penguin indentation in the top of his head.
I can't wait to get mine.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, I'll get mine and I'll just take care of you.
Right.
So, okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This has been the Reflex Blue Show on 36point.com. We will talk to you.
And please leave comments on what the female equivalent of a wingman is.
Yeah, I would actually, and if there is no accepted name for this, I would put it to our listeners to develop that name.
Yeah.
And let's talk it out on site. That being said, peace out, everyone. We'll see you soon.
We're doing a sound check.
Great. Do you know that?
We're gonna do this online. Hey, Chris, can you print us out the specs on the iPad?
Yeah.
Sweet. We got a research department now, Nate.
That's pretty rad. He's looking for a job. He'll do anything you ask.
Yeah.
Chris, go get us some beers.
11:19 after.
Sweet. Yeah. Do we have a? You want to give him the 11:19 card and have him go get us some beers? We should give him the 36.
I got a meeting at 3 o'clock.
Can we give him the 36-point credit card?
To send questions or comments to the Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.